Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm reason why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back.
The Small Business Advocate.
It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Terry Neese is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Terry's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president and the CEO of Women Impacting Policy, and she's our favorite Oklahoman. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to speak with you this morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to talk to you. How are things in Oklahoma?
They are good. We've finally had a little bit of rain. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard about the wildfires here in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And we're praying for more rain because we sure need it.
Well, I'm going to be heading toward you. I'm not going to be all that close to you. I'm going to be in Joplin, Missouri later today.
Oh, okay.
To the good folks over there in Joplin. That's a great part of the world. Terry, one of the things that's been going on lately that I'd like to talk about is there's a little controversy, and depending on which part of the eye of the storm you're in, maybe a pretty good-sized controversy, because I have some friends in the SBA, and it's kind of a pretty stinging part of the controversy where they are. And that's some of the things that your senator, Tom Coburn, is doing these days. What's he up to?
Well, I think first, Tom is Dr. Tom Coburn, Senator Tom Coburn, is the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Federal Financial Management.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a long enough term for you? Long enough title.
Right.
And so he is holding a hearing April 6th about the SBA, and is it using your tax dollars wisely? Now, as the chairman of this subcommittee, he has oversight on all of the agencies, and so he has done 30 hearings already on federal government agencies. This is, I believe, will be the 31st hearing that he's conducted. A lot of small business people are up in arms because they feel like that this hearing has been called to perhaps dismantle the Small Business Administration.
Or at least in some way discredit it.
I think that's true. I think a lot of people feel that way because of the witnesses that have at this point been called to testify. The witnesses mm-hmm. so far have been very anti-SBA and to some degree do not believe that small business is important to the overall economy of our country.
What ball game are they watching, Terry?
I can't tell you. But as you know, this economy is all about small business.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how I do the math, Terry. The largest economy on the planet is Small Business USA.
Yep.
Because the closest economy to the U.S. is Japan. It's less than half, and over half of the U.S. economy is created by small business. So in a world where there's a Small Business USA, it's the number one economy on the planet.
No, absolutely. And so I think it is I think what we have to do is spin this in a positive fashion. We need to make sure that Dr. Coburn and the other members of the committee hear from us. You know, you can submit testimony and you
right.
can submit a letter for the record about what SBA has done for you and how important SBA is for you. And so I think it's important that we make sure we get our information in so that everybody that's on that subcommittee hears our concerns and hears our positive message about SBA.
Well, one of the things that I don't understand is why the Homeland Security Subcommittee is even talking about the SBA, although I know that it's got to be connected to the role that the SBA, and a lot of people don't realize this, but the role that the SBA plays in disasters, in natural disasters.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can only surmise what's happening here, but my guess is with the situation with Katrina.
Right.
And all of the negative media attention around the SBA and their effectiveness or lack of effectiveness in New Orleans and with the Katrina disaster, that Homeland Security, the Subcommittee on Homeland Security, is taking a look at how did SBA function during this time, can they be more effective? And honestly, you know, I'm sure you can talk to every small business owner in the country just about, and they would tell you that they think the federal government could be more effective.
Well, see, the thing, what I think is happening right now, and this is very unfortunate because Hector Barreto is a friend of mine. He's a friend of ours. He's a regular on this show, and I talk to him on the air and off the air about what he's doing and what the SBA is doing. And it seems to me, and I'll talk about this some more on the other side of the break, but Terry, it seems to me that they got Mr. Brown, and now they're still looking for somebody else. They're looking for another person to fall on their sword, and the next likely person is the head of the SBA. And I think that is politics at its worst.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, right back with Terry Neese. She's with Women Impacting Public Policy. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're going to talk about health care, too, before Terry leaves. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And next time you hear me broadcasting, folks, I'll be broadcasting from Joplin, Missouri. I'm looking forward to going over and visiting with those folks. I'm going to be traveling there today. I'm going to be speaking to them tonight and tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to that. I've been to Joplin before, and I bought some cattle in Joplin once a long time ago, and I'm looking forward to going back and being with all those good folks over there. So I'll be broadcasting from Joplin, Missouri tomorrow, interviewing and introducing you to some of the great folks in Joplin, some of the leaders, some of the people who are making things happen for small business in Joplin, Missouri. Terry Neese is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and one of the best friends a small business ever had, especially women business owners. She's the president and CEO of Women Impacting Public Policy. And Terry, tell us a little bit about WIP.
Well, Women Impacting Public Policy has quickly, in 5 years, become the largest women's business association in the country. We are nonpartisan, bipartisan, I should say, nonprofit organization. We advocate on behalf of women business owners on economic issues, strictly economic issues, and we have a little over 550,000 members across the country.
And not just women either, right?
Not just, we have a lot of male members that are wonderful leaders in our organization. So we're really proud of the job that we've been doing. In addition, we have quickly become the model in other parts of the world for women business owners, for example, in the Middle East, to start organizations such as Women Impacting Public Policy.
I have several friends who are part of your extended family through WIP who have contributed to that. Karen Kerrigan and which is, I know, is a good friend of yours, and Beverly Inman Ebel, who's a former president of NABO, and other people who I know who have traveled to other parts of the country helping these women's organizations, as I know you have. And so I want you to know, Terry, that folks, you've heard me talk about this before, and when we talk to some of the folks that we do it about every 6 weeks, we do an interview with somebody on the ground in Iraq, helping finding out what's going on over there. But on behalf of our global community of small businesses and the work that you guys are doing, helping people in other parts of the world claim a little stake of ownership, and especially the women over there, I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, and you're certainly welcome. And by the way, this is my first announcement, major announcement here on the Jim Blassingame show, but I have formed the Women Impacting Public Policy Institute. We will kick that institute off in May, and there's an interesting announcement coming up soon to work with women in Afghanistan.
Great for you.
And help them in terms of their business acumen and freedom and democracy. And so we're getting ready to do some really interesting things in helping women in Afghanistan and Iraq. So,
well, thank you for breaking that news on our show. And how can we find out more about the institute?
I'll have information up on a website probably in the next 30 days.
Give us that website.
But go to www.wipp.org.
.org.
Or if people are interested in this initiative and working with the WIP Institute and working with women in Afghanistan and Iraq, let me just give you my phone number. That's okay. The best way to reach me, 405-943-4474.
And, folks, what I like about Terry, we've got a lot of good friends who are fellow workers in the fields of small business and public policy like Terry. But what I like about her, she lives in Heartland America. She lives in Oklahoma City, and we like that about her. Terry, I want to stick with this topic for just another minute or so, and then I want to get back to what we were talking about a minute ago. But you talked about what you're going to be doing in Afghanistan. Women have been given a new lease on life in Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's got to have affected some other countries in Northern Africa. Libya it's got to have affected women in Libya because of some of the things Gaddafi has done in the last couple of years. Why isn't anybody reporting on the dividend effect, the benefit of for the world of that many women, that many millions of women being liberated the way they have been?
Well, good question. I think we have a media that is tilted toward negativism, and so they would rather report the negative than the positive. It's one of the reasons why we're excited about bringing women from Afghanistan to the United States and putting them through a business basics curriculum, getting them up and running in their businesses in Afghanistan, but then mentoring and shadowing them with women business owners in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, we'll wrap some media around this. It's important that people around the world know that if these women understand the free enterprise system and understand democracy and go back and train the trainer, we will have a safer world.
Well, are you going to be doing the same thing in Iraq?
Yeah, we will. It'll probably
I've got a good contact. I've got an excellent contact there.
Oh, do you?
If you need that. I have an excellent contact. Somebody who's absolutely helping to develop the economy in Iraq. And so if you need that to know who that is, her name is June Reed. Let me know. June's a regular on this show. She's been reporting with us for about a year now. So let me know if you need that. As we go to a break, Terry, I want to remind people of something they've heard me say 100 times. Something that was said 160 years ago by Frederick Bastiat, that great French comedian and economist. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. What you are doing is more important than all the anti-ballistic missiles we could develop. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Terry Neese. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, somebody I admire very much, folks, for the work that she does. And Terry, on behalf of all small business owners, but especially women who want to have a bigger piece of the future in terms of ownership, we thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure.
WIPP.org, WIPP, Women Impacting Public Policy. One last quick thing, and I want to move on to healthcare on what Senator Coburn's doing. I think he just needs to. I hope, because I thought I knew a little bit about him, Terry, but I hope that he's going to be a little less. He's going to have a little less of a preconceived notion when he goes into these hearings on the 6th.
Well, I think he will. I spoke to Senator Coburn 3 different times last week and talked about this hearing and the importance.
Which is coming up this week, is it? Whole Thursday.
Yeah, it's coming up April 6th.
Yeah.
And he seemed to, Dr. Coburn is a small business owner. He has been fighting in the Senate to try to keep his business practice going in Oklahoma
right.
while he is still a senator. So he has always been a strong supporter of small business. He indicated to me that this is just an ordinary oversight hearing.
But are they going to have fair and balanced? Is it going to be fair and balanced? All I've heard about was the people all the people who I know are going to testify are not friends of small business. So is there going to be somebody else on that side?
I think that after our conversation last week, and I told him that he needed to have someone, Whip would come to the table with a statement. Would be happy to be there. There are many other small business groups out there that would come to the table and testify, and he needed to have an equal number of pro-small business and, if he had to, an equal number of anti-small business.
Right.
And then I think it's important that people like you and I send in information.
Absolutely.
You can submit testimony for the record. It's not hard to do. You can just submit a letter.
Well, what I'd like to do, I wish you'd figure out a way to help me get him on the show. Let's get him on the show, and you can join him if you want to. Tell him you'll be with him, but I'd like to get him on the show and talk to him about it. I'll be respectful. I'll be fair about it. But I'll tell you,
I'll tell you what I'll do. I will call his press person, John Hart.
All right.
I'll call his press person and encourage him to get Dr. Coburn on your show.
I would love to do that, and I think he ought to do that. But you know, the thing that gets me is when you tar and feather the SBA over the Katrina debacle. Talk about being an innocent bystander. That's what the SBA does, and to indicate that is a true picture of all the good things that the SBA does for small business is absolutely ridiculous, and it's not fair. I want to drop that topic for a minute, Terry, and move over to healthcare. Small business health plans.
Yes.
We're making progress.
We are, and this is a major announcement on your show as well. Small business health plans used to be called association health plans.
Right.
So let's
that wasn't
connect
warm
those
and fuzzy
dots.
Enough.
Same piece of legislation here.
Right.
And we have passed this legislation out of the House of Representatives for about 8 years now.
Right.
We have struggled so hard in the Senate to even get an author. Last week, we passed the small business health plans out of committee,
right,
out of the Senate committee, on a vote of 11-9, mm-hmm, totally on party lines. 11 Republicans voted for it. 8 Democrats and 1 independent voted against it. So we now have it out of committee. It'll be on the full floor of the Senate. Don't know the time yet of when that will happen. But it is so important that your listeners call your 2 United States senators and encourage them to vote for the small business health plan legislation.
And to get behind the organizations that you belong to, like WIP, like the NFIB, like a Small Business Survival Committee, like your local Chamber of Commerce, like any organization that you have influence with, and get them behind this as well.
Yes. And for your listeners, what's important here is that small business owners will be able to band together in economies of scale,
mm-hmm,
and get health insurance estimated to be around 20% less in premiums for small business owners
because of the scale of
savings,
because of the aggregation of the scale, and because we can buy it across state lines. That's very important.
Exactly. And by the way, one other quick comment. Fortune 500 companies can already do this. Labor unions can already do this.
That's right.
Small business owners can't.
That's all we want.
That's all we want.
All we want. Well said, Terry. Terry, again, thank you for all you do for small business, especially women, but for all small businesses. I'm glad you're going global. I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know anybody who I'd rather see doing it, and I'll be seeing you real soon.
Okay, sounds good, Jim. Thanks a lot. Have a good time in Missouri.
Thanks.
Bye.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. She's with Women Impacting Public Policy. Put a .org on the end of it, and you got her website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later in Joplin, Missouri. I'll see you today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.